This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Hundreds of protesters took to the streets of downtown Minneapolis on Saturday, demanding justice in the fatal police shooting of a young black man, Amir Locke, during a raid on his apartment earlier this week. The crowd rallied at Government Plaza in Minnesota's largest city 3 days after Locke was shot to death at age 22. Police have said the officers were exercising what they call a no-knock search warrant, which authorizes police to enter private property without first alerting the occupants or announcing their presence. The warrant was issued in relation to a homicide probe led by detectives from the neighboring St. Paul Police Department. Locke was not named in that warrant. Minneapolis police have acknowledged it's unclear how or whether he was connected to that investigation. Canadian cities, including the financial hub Toronto, faced disruptions on Saturday as protests against vaccine mandates spread from the capital, Ottawa, raising fears of clashes with counter-protesters. The so-called Freedom Convoy began as a movement against a vaccine requirement for cross-border truckers, but it's turned into a rallying point against public health measures and the government of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Protesters have shut down parts of Ottawa for the past 8 days, with some participants waving Confederate or Nazi flags. Some protesters say they want to dissolve Canada's government. Police say the well-funded protest movement has relied partly on donations from sympathizers in the United States. GoFundMe took down the Freedom Convoy's donation page Friday, saying it had violated the platform's terms of service due to unlawful activity. The group had raised some $7.8 million U.S. dollars. VOA News. Tunisian President Kais Saied said on Sunday that he's decided to dissolve the Supreme Judicial Council. That's the body that deals with judicial independence. Saied's decision follows months of sharply criticizing the nation's judges, particularly what he says are delays in issuing rulings on cases of corruption or terrorism. The Supreme Judicial Council is an independent institution whose powers include ensuring the independence of the judiciary, disciplining judges, and granting them promotions. Last July, President Saied dismissed the government and suspended parliament in a move that his opponents described as a coup. He faced widespread criticism for seizing power and rejecting dialogue with all political parties. Pakistan announced Saturday it had killed 20 separatists to end a bloody 72-hour siege at two army bases in southwestern Baluchistan province. At least 9 soldiers, including 2 officers, were also killed, while 6 others were wounded in the standoff. The standoff erupted Wednesday night in remote Nushki and Panjir districts of the province. An outlawed armed separatist group known as the Baluch Liberation Army, or BLA, took responsibility for staging the simultaneous assaults on the 2 bases of the Pakistani paramilitary Frontier Corps. Officials said the ensuing shootout in Nushki lasted almost 24 hours before all 9 heavily armed assailants were killed, while security forces lost 4 personnel. 16 people died in Mexico's central state of Zacatecas following an apparent violent dispute between criminal gangs, authorities said on Saturday, as the state grapples with a spike in violence. The state prosecutor said 10 bodies were found wrapped in blankets in the streets of the Fresnillo municipality, while another 6 were inside a warehouse in the nearby community Panfilo Nitera. Last month, authorities found the bodies of 10 people abandoned inside a vehicle in the historic center of the state capital, a few steps from the government offices. Official figures show homicides rose last year. The state of Zacatecas registered 1,050 homicides in 2021, about 200 more than the previous year. And the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 passed the 900,000 mark on Friday. A tally President Joe Biden described in a statement as a tragic milestone fueled by the highly contagious Omicron variant of the coronavirus. Biden said the victims were beloved by friends and family and urged vaccinations for all Americans. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.